year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me as always is my very awesome co-host. First up, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello. I could be better if my computer and audio issues behaved themselves, so I feel out of sorts, and we'll see how I go today.
Well, hopefully it's not too bad for the recording today, Marcy, but so I got my fingers crossed for you, and knock you on wood as we speak.
Normally I can record and not have to worry, but my audio is going in and out and it affects everything, so I'm just going to flush my audio equipment right now.
Your audio equipment's being fucking nerds today.
Mm-hmm.
If they were nerds, it would work.
Yes. And also joining us today is the only tribal Keef that we refer to as tribal Keef out there in the world, the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Acknowledge me!
We only acknowledge you, our tribal Keef, and not Roman Reigns.
That's a four-time Butt Herder of the Month tribal Keef.
Ooh. Nice.
Just saying.
Four times.
Not Booker T, I'm not five time. Give me time. Give me another month. We'll see what I can do. Good day, all.
What up, dude?
And also our fourth member of the team and the most American of the Americans, Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
I'm great. I'm ready to kick off some Harambe shit. Let's go, baby.
Indeed. It is your pick this week, Colin. And Colin, what movie have you chosen us for this episode this week?
Well, I originally wanted to watch, there were like three different picks. I wanted to watch Congo. They didn't have Congo. Then I wanted to watch the Harambe documentary, and we just vetoed that because we can't do a documentary on this show. There's no way.
No.
So I decided, I just searched Gorilla in Tubi, and I found a found footage movie called Hunting the Legend. And I'm kind of excited about it because I've never seen it, but it's going to be shitty. I know it will be.
That is very true. Yeah, I mean, we can never tell what we're going to get with found footage horror films, but I'm assuming we'll probably at least, even if the movie's not good, we'll still have fun regardless.
Fuck,
so
yeah.
What you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Hunting the Legend if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And if it isn't, I'm sure the movie is playing on other streaming services and as well as been released on physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Fire me. Tony, don't tell me down, you piece of shit. Shut your mouth. Look at me, Tony. Look at me. I want you to fire me. You fucking mark!
Oh my god!
All right, all right. I'll fucking
fire you. He doesn't even work here. Okay, you're fired. Right.
Shit.
And who's Tony?
It's like Daryl. Like,
we have a Tony here.
But once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, so that way we still keep in sync with the film. But we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. Now, if you're not interested in watching Hunting the Legend, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah,
I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are we going to finally seek revenge for Harambe, even though technically this is a Bigfoot movie, with Hunting the Legend?
Gorilla's yeah, Bigfoot, probably. Same thing, right?
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing. They're Homo sapiens. They're going to get shot.
I mean. Well, we might as well get straight to it. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Dude, I heard that theme song earlier today and I was like, oh, let's go. I was like, I forgot we play that at the beginning of our fucking show.
Yes.
Also,
there's a reason we do that.
Also, how has it taken us nearly 200 episodes to finally do a Bigfoot movie for this podcast?
Because there's a ton of different movies on fucking Tubi.
Oh, he's eating watermelon. That's racist.
That's hella racist.
Even though it's a white kid.
This is only like, what, our second found footage movie?
Third, if you count the Christmas tapes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, fair. Tape, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
This damn, how did I remember that?
That kid's got the 2000s teen boy haircut.
He also had a gorilla nose.
So, Colin, I know you don't smoke weed anymore, but as your bud tender, should I do some science and eat this cookie that my coworker gave me today?
I mean, my sober self will say, yeah, do it on my behalf because I need to see that. You're gonna
apparently this is like super fucking potent. There's like two or three different types of the weeds in here.
I would have the whole thing. A bite, not the whole thing.
Dude, eat the whole thing. Pull a guts.
We're not going to have an episode if you eat the whole thing.
Dude, exactly, because you're the one who's playing the movie, Batch.
Dude, there was one time we were all hanging out at Gots' house, and we had made, I don't know if we made them or some, I think we made them, but it was me, my cousin, and Gots, and we were all watching movies. We made two whole pans of pot brownies, and then, dude, my God's passed out after eating like three. My cousin ended up staying up the whole night and ate the entire fucking pan of brownies. Oh my god.
I need water. I'll be back.
We're gonna get mad as he's gone.
This is footage for some of those encounters. Harambe, baby.
What the
fuck was that thing in the photo?
I was gonna say, what was that?
Harambe.
This dude looks like the most 2010 looking guy I've ever seen.
It looks like a mixture of like 50 people.
Uh-oh, there's a gun. They're gonna shoot Harambe.
Those fuckers, dude.
My they might. Sweet I think they're on the Harambe. Lookout for Harambe.
Nah, they're trying to kill some deer. Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Nothing's happening.
I could hear like Bigfoots.
Can you though?
I did. I heard it just then.
Are you sure it wasn't just Batch coming back in the room?
No. Marcy, stop. Stop.
Yeah. No.
You're all mean. You're gaslighting me on this podcast.
Fuck off.
Bede, we would never gaslight you, okay? Never.
You're gaslighting me now by telling me you're not gaslighting me.
Uh-oh.
You go fuck yourself.
Someone's missing.
Cody.
Oh.
See all that blood? Harambe ripped somebody's arms off.
This is Harambe 2, the revenge.
Dude, somebody needs to get revenge for Harambe. This dude needs to wash his face. He's got zits real bad.
Maybe he's going through puberty.
I mean, he is 12 years old.
I mean
he looks 12.
He looks 12, yeah.
That's a hard Canadian 30 right there.
Meanwhile, in the forest at night.
Pinkerton. That's where's horrible. Pinkerton? It's a fake place. It's not real. Weezer made it up.
This movie was based on a Weezer album.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, I thought that was something. Eat that little kid. Come on, Bigfoot. Eat that little kid. Dude, the cop's even scared. Is the cop going to get fucked up by Harambe?
Yes.
I reckon he is.
Well, it's true. This gun is dead.
Somebody murdered the gun.
We're going to have to do like one of the trace outline of the gun because it died.
We're going to have to do an autopsy on the gun.
This gun was pregnant with bullets.
Oh, dude, hey, I thought that was the Jones. Movie.
I know you're excited for this movie. Does Harambe Jones have a child? Who was that?
There's noise happening. Stampy had to, like, make some noise.
I mean, Stampy, I know we'll do a movie about an elephant at some point on this show. You need to calm down, too.
Batch, can I ever have your cookie?
Yeah, take the other half. I can eat this whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to eat the other half of Batch's cookie. No, Harambe is just excited about the 102B characters versus Harambe fight that we're going to be booking in the Champions, which is a church, not a tax fraud, and not a steel company anymore.
Yes, that's happening on that. Next week's episode, everyone. Harambe Jones is going to battle 100 people. We're going to 100 of our characters to test this theory that's been going around on the internet the last few weeks.
I made so much money on this. This cookie's very dry.
Yes. That's his creed.
That's the best one. Three.
Yes. That's Warcraft. The best one. Fuck off with your World of Warcraft. Is that the one? Nerd. Fucking nerd is pissing me off. What dickhead I'm flushing him. Fucking.
He has a Diablo. He has a shit ton of Warcraft books.
Yes, flush the nerd, Marcy.
Fucking. Fuck your Warcraft, you fucking nerd.
Dude, that's hardcore.
Why? Yeah, guys, I didn't win the election. They elected Cardi over me. What the fuck, man?
Well, I mean, Craven, they do. Nobody voted for you because you're Craven.
Well, technically, I am a fictional character on the podcast nobody listens to. So.
Well, that is true. That is very true. And also, yeah,
but,
what?
But in other news,
yes.
I actually am now Prime Minister of the Australian To Be Tuesdays chapter. So.
Well, yes. Congratulations.
I won. Oh, fuck dude. All this Warcraft bullshit. Fucking die, you loser. Dude,
look at the 9/11 poster.
Why does he
in
have Time Magazine 9/11 poster?
I don't need any more of this cookie.
Also, why does he look like Edward Cullen?
A little bit.
Listen, okay. Mob's like, die at son, the end, so it doesn't matter.
Mob's like, son, take that fucking stupid thing off your head. You look like a nerd.
Is he trying to look down his mum's fucking robe?
Yes! Marcy, upskirt videos aren't a thing anymore. They have to do down bra videos instead.
This is a really weird stepmom and stepson porno video, all right?
The safe word is step.
And if not, the safe word is Raiders.
Yes. It's like, you know, people are afraid of being cooked. He's becoming more and more Ed Cullen, and even the camera on the video is making his complexion look even more paler. Oh no, I go up and go, over your mailbox.
He's not in the way, what? It's his friends.
Dude, his girlfriend's way too hot for him. Yeah.
Dude, a guy like that who plays so much Warcraft would not have a girlfriend.
she doesn't know of his Warcraft addiction.
I say that having had my first proper relationship with someone who played that fucking game all the time. It's probably why I'm angry at it. It's like, would you rather have sex or would you rather play World of Warcraft?
Listen, you can suck a dick while somebody's playing World of Warcraft, okay?
Yeah, no, I was asked to do that, and I'm like, fine. But I was like, this is fucking boring. Go do something.
So if that happens, is that
dude,
called...
girls always want to go do something. That's fucking boring to me. I want to sit and play World of Warcraft.
You can do stuff on the fucking bed. It's more exciting than fucking World of Warcraft.
Listen. You sit on my face while... I'm playing World of Warcraft. I'll use these as fucking goggles. I don't give a shit. Just tell me how to kill something.
Where did you come on this woman?
I just saw our baby Jesus back there. It was
Jesus
like a tidy...
is judging you right now, Colin.
That's fine. He'll forgive me in the end. It doesn't matter.
This guy has the neck the size of... This guy's neck needs its own area code. What the fuck?
Matt, I mentioned Jesus, and you haven't played the sound effect yet.
Jesus!
There
hold
go.
On.
Wait, that was me and Colin, not the sound.
I didn't do fucking shit!
Exactly, Matt.
Jesus!
You did it. There you go. Uh-oh, this dude looks like a doomsday prepper because he's got all of his guns in a...
SPG.
I'm not trying to body shame anybody, but that guy has the longest neck I've ever seen.
Really?
Marcy,
I've seen way
look at my fucking guns.
Marcy, he can't help it if his mum was a giraffe. Oh, I got that book, The Zombie Survival Guide. It's a doomsday prepper.
It is, and actually you probably should be prepped in the year of our Lord 2025, because fuck knows what's going to happen.
Well, that is true. And I like the fact that, like, given how tall this doomsday prepper is, he can barely fit in that little underground bunker.
What is that bunker going to hide? That's his fucking World of Warcraft jack-off room. He's just trying to play it cool with all the guns in there.
I hope this movie is just them getting all these weapons and just literally going to hunt Bigfoot and, like, shooting him with machine guns.
Dude, I'll die if they kill Bigfoot. That's hilarious.
I want to know, would you rather play World of Warcraft for an hour or have sex for an hour?
I mean, I would rather have sex for an hour.
You can do both.
Yes, but I'm saying you, in this case, you're not allowed to.
Is it the new expansion? Am I in a raid?
Yeah.
Like, what's the context?
No, we're not... No, fuck it. I'm flushing the everything to do with Warcraft right now. Fuck you, World of Warcraft.
Listen, Listen, World of Warcraft has ruined so many relationships, but you, it's called compromise, okay? There are ways you can
compromise and get off the game for 30 minutes and go and have sex.
You're not understanding. I could sit here and play World of Warcraft with a bitch on my lap while we're having sex, bitch. As long as she tells me what's going on and what fucking raid is going on.
If I'm going to go have sex with someone, I'm putting down my video game controller or my fucking keyboard and mouse.
Nah, those controllers vibrate. You can use those as a toy. You guys don't know shit. Put a controller in someone's butt and we'll talk.
So I'm just getting pissed off about the whole World of Warcraft right now.
Colin, what have you done? You've triggered Marcy with Warcraft.
I mean, well, where there's a will, there's a way. I mean,
guys, we have another animal performance contender. Oh, we do actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Yeah, actually, I should keep updating the awards thingy because I'm going to forget. Ed, you've got access to it just in case we forget. I forget.
Yeah. I do have access.
I'm trying to find where's best animal. There we go. German Shepherd dog.
Some random German Shepherd in a movie.
German Shepherd dog.
You know, hey, you know what, Colin? You know, like they're called German Shepherds.
What's this movie called again?
Hunting the Legend.
Thank you.
He's whacking that dog.
Is he whacking him off? That's wrong.
He's playing World of Warcraft.
German Shepherds.
Fuck playing World of Warcraft.
In Germany, German Shepherds are just called Shepherds.
Or Nazi dogs.
Aren't they called Alsatians?
I mean, yes, but it's better just to call them Shepherds.
Won't they get confused with the actual Shepherds that are shepherding the sheep?
Well, I mean, that's true, but, you know, that's their problem.
That dog's ready for war.
And everything.
He's a bomb squad dog.
He's a warhound.
He's actually very anti World of Warcraft.
That's why they're hunting Bigfoot, because Bigfoot's is against Warcraft and these nerds are trying to kill him.
He's more of a Fortnite guy.
I was talking about the dog, but yes. I was talking about the dog being anti-Warcraft, but sure, the Bigfoot can be too. The dog Bigfoot's and Bigfoot actually play Fortnite together.
Because you know why? I'd like these fucking nerds. Bigfoot fucks.
Yeah, Bigfoot gets laid and so does the dog. Unlike these Warcraft nerds who are never going to get laid, all right?
Damn, she's a smoke show. I bet you she'll fuck you while you're playing World of Warcraft right there.
Do you want to play Warcraft with me?
Well, if she's going to wear a strap on and fuck me while I'm playing World of Warcraft, I might play World of Warcraft.
Then start playing World of Warcraft. What the fuck?
This needs to be up for like best moment. She's all like, "Marcy's right
on my hot mouth. I'm feeling."
Marcy's on something today.
You are Marcy.
Yeah, you are. You're on a fucking.
This is what happens when I get really shit weed that does nothing.
Eat that cookie,
Marcy. Do you want some of this cookie?
I would love some of that cookie.
Quick, what is it? Do a 3D printer of it and send it to Marcy.
Although someone is here and they wanted to say something to Bede.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Bede! Baby crying Marcy!
Hi, baby Marcy. Hi, baby Marcy. How are you?
Guess what?
What?
Baby Craven taught me a new move.
What did he teach you? Ow! Ow! Those are my knees! Ow!
He told me.
That kid's a horrible influence.
I'm going to have to... Craven, if you're listening right now, you need to spank that child of yours.
Well, Martha, who normally looks after babies, is not here. She...
Yeah.
Yeah, Martha's not here anymore, so...
We might have to save Martha.
I think we're going to have to.
And I'm not going to because I'm a baby. Bye, bitches.
Does that dude have shit in his mustache?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe. We both noticed about the same
time we looked at each other. He looks like Mexican Bade.
Listen, they're in Alabama. I mean,
that's true, but that's beside the point.
They're in Alabama. There are no fucking Asian Mexicans in Alabama. Okay, I'm from America. There are no Blasians in fucking
Blasians. That's like, racist, bitch.
It's me. It's Alabama Stone Cold. Dude, I gave a stone to my sister. Fucking...
I was gonna say he looks like Tebu Steve Austin.
Fuck off! No.
We're going down to the Kmart. We're gonna get some guns. And we're gonna shoot some fireworks.
This guy is Timu Rick Harrison from Porn Stars.
I was gonna say, the best I can do for this Bigfoot is at least $10.
The best I can do is this $2 Bigfoot.
I'm Stone Cold Jerry Austin. All right. New character.
Yes. Please bring him back. I'll be back. I need to tend to the dog I'm looking after. She wants to go outside.
It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, I'm going to be popping in and out of this episode. I apologize.
It's a star of the Thunderbolts, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes. No, you can't. I'm sorry. You can't go in here. That's where the new Avengers are.
This movie was not such
a good movie.
This was not filmed in fucking Alabama. There's no way they're wearing jackets. They're hot all the time out there.
Colin, before you start judging people in Alabama, have you actually been to Alabama?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I'm just making sure because we don't want to make...
Yeah, yeah, he's big and he was hairy.
I don't care. You come in my face, I'm going to fight you. I don't care. You come.
Oh. He's back in WWE. He don't care. He's going to fight everybody.
There's so much coming in these sound bites.
Rusev Day. I know.
I'm going to come.
I got to come.
See, here's a rule of thumb. Don't go in nature. Maybe you won't get fucked up by Bigfoot.
See, ever since the Blair Witch Project, I haven't been out camping in 26 years. So that's why.
Yeah,
I don't want to be killed by either Bigfoots or Yowies, as we call them here in Australia, or witches or other creatures.
Dude, that's why I don't date anybody that goes hiking. Why the fuck? You think I'm scared of like physical activity? No, I'm scared of the Blair Witch. That's what I'm scared of.
It's Cotty and Chip.
I'm gonna come.
Ew.
Well, you know, there's so much coming these Sounders now.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Mike Myers knows.
Yes.
Too soon?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Wait, Mike Myers was at a Diddy party?
Yep.
Austin Powers was fucking getting jiggy with it with fucking Diddy on the island. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. How the fuck are you gonna go to that island?
How old is that talk about?
It was horrible, man. Man, yeah, man, it's me, Officer Dank Buds. Man, I was there. I saw Bigfoot in Alabama. I was with Jerry Austin, Stone Cold. We got like Colin.
Oh, okay. So you were there. Did you manage to talk to Bigfoot and discuss why he keeps hiding from everyone?
Yeah, man. I said,
you want a cocaine Hershey kiss?
And he said, no, man.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I swear, this was the same guy we just saw before, but it's a different actor.
That is not a real police officer.
No police officer wears a shirt with...
Dude, right? He never would wear that. And he's, like, standing like this. He's to just, make himself look
It's basically
thin.
A normal polo shirt with a badge and also a walkie-talkie attached to it.
Dude, did you, speaking of police, did you guys see the video of the raccoon that had crack pipes?
Yes, no, that was tremendous.
Hilarious, dude. Some raccoon was doing meth in somebody's car. It was hilarious.
And speaking of which, we need to do Crackcoon on the show once it comes to Tubi. And we have to do it because, Colin, you're...
Oh, there he is
lady,
right now.
Oh, your lady love is in that movie.
He wants his crack.
Oh, my baby girl's in that? Aw.
Yes, Jessa Flux.
That's my baby girl. It's Rick's guitars.
First of all, why didn't anyone ask us to go hunting for Bigfoot? Because we want to hunt Bigfoot as well.
You want us to just... is there another time, maybe?
Hey, man, or... you want to look around a little bit?
I just want to find the raccoon that's in the crack pipe.
Okay. I mean, we could talk about the crack... We could talk about the raccoon who sold the pipe, but I don't know, so we could... Well, I just wanted to do that while hunting Bigfoot.
You know what I'm gonna? I'd rather subscribe to Jessa Flex's older fans. I think that'd be a good time.
Well, I mean that's true. We gotta support our girl.
Why is it? But why does that Bigfoot have the same size toes? Do you know what mine would look like? No, mine would look like this.
Actually, that's not a Bigfoot foot. That's not a Bigfoot foot. That's actually the cake of my missus made.
R.I.P. Big Toe.
Anyways, I'll be back later because I gotta go free Luigi. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Oh, dude, I bet you that smells like piss and shit.
I think it does too.
It's a Bigfoot cookie. It's a hash Bigfoot cookie.
Watch him just drop.
There's so much weed in that cookie.
So, have all I missed is they found a footprint.
Yeah, they went and talked to this guy. This,
yes.
Yeah. And this, yeah, this guy is showing off his big footprint.
It's me, Gary. Yeah, it's me, Gary Nolte. I found this footprint when I was hammering out in the woods having a bender.
That dude right there, that guitar owner shop guy. He shaved his chest for this because there's no way that he is that fucking unhairy dude. Look at that beard. He's just full on beard. Dude, I have hair everywhere.
Dude, this guy has disguised his baldness with such a good comb over.
Dude, he just fermented his hair. Like, he dyed his hair for this.
Hmm.
He's on 3 sex offenders lists.
Dude, he was on. I saw him on To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen.
No. You know what this guy does in his spare time? Whenever customers come in, he's like,
diabetes.
Dude, I mean, his hands are huge, dude. That's what Gotz's fingers look like.
Oh my gosh, it's Gotz's future.
Have you ever shake Gotz's hand?
It's future Gotz.
Dude, 100%. Dude, he had those fat sausage fingers and bulk hands like that. That's what Johnson's hands look like, dude.
Chris Hansen shows up at the store like,
you say you're looking for hot sex.
Dude, I've been listening to
I want
Chris
to wrestle
Hansen's,
you so freaking bad.
His podcast, and that shit is wild. It's so wild, dude. It's called The Predators I've Caught, and it's fucking great.
Didn't one of them, I don't know if this
you
was true,
toys?
Did one of them like shit their pants, like literally on the show?
I'm they sure, got dude. 100%.
I mean, if these people wanted to catch Bigfoot, they should have just got Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen would have had...
Just tell Chris Hansen Bigfoot is a molester of children, and he would have found him already.
Well, I mean, when you kind of technically think about it, if you really look
you
into Bigfoot lore, male Bigfoots tend to... when they find real human women, they tend to be, you know. So it could, yeah, struggle cuddling, yes.
Like doggy.
Well, that dog, the dog does.
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved?
Fucking hell! Stop it! It's killing me. It's Hanson, Jesus.
Well, I hope the dog makes it out.
As well, be with me.
Hi, I'm Chris Hanson.
Look at this house.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
No, I wouldn't.
This movie should be called The Bigfoot Witch Project.
This movie should be called A Thousand Reasons Why. World of Warcraft.
I might want to touch you a little. Suck on your blood.
No. You're getting weird, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think Chris Hansen's a vampire.
I swear, these people are.
Y'all get off my property.
I got 20 guns here.
Look at that duster, dude.
It's another Gary Nolte. It's a multiverse of Gary Nolte's.
Yeah, I want to walk off my fucking hard.
Fuck off, Chris Hansen.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Oh, it's under that.
Dude, what? I didn't know Sam Elliott was in this movie.
I'm an other Gary Nolte. Where's my gun? I'm going to get out of the robot apocalypse. Ryan.
Dude, he's got a Gandalf pipe. Look at how tight that is.
That's why they use that picture to advertise this movie.
He's going to burn your fingers that way, sir.
Who does he think he is, Nigel?
We just wanted to hear yes.
What the fuck is that lion head thing in the background?
I was going to say, it looks like a, you know, a sun with a smile on it.
Yeah, what is
dude,
it?
It looks like my kid made that.
Your kid probably did make it and get to him.
Fucking, I'm
upset now. Colin King gave me this freedom to put on my wall.
Look at this shit.
Oh, hi, Mark.
There are two guns.
Ha ha, I bet you missed me, Steamboat Willie. Ha ha.
Oh, I bet you missed me too. Ha ha.
You're an imposter. Ha ha.
We're the multiverse of Mickey's. Oh, we're now nominated for the award. Oh.
No, we're Steamboat Willie's. Ha ha, get it right. Ha ha.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Steamboat Willie's copyright. Oh.
That was an awful edit.
We're going to go find Bigfoot. Oh.
I'm going to go kill Bigfoot and shove him up your ass. Ha ha.
Game out. Oh.
You bitch. Ha.
And the, the multibus.
You're so stupid!
Please tell me this old man that becomes their guide to go find a Bigfoot. And
tell me something happens.
Dude, why is he
he's
smoking
gonna be
crack?
Like Robert Joel.
Back when I was young, I hunted a lot of Bigfoot, and then I had sex with the female Bigfoot, and that produced hairy children.
And that's the origin of Bede's family line.
Oh, that's insulting to my family. I would have been like, okay, I'm in a game, and if it was a gay birth to me, but the rest of my family, they're not even as hairy as me.
Dude, listen, okay, my kids called me a fat sorry, Italian today, and I about lost it, all right?
Yes.
Like, I was trying to get it through their door. Like, I was putting them to bed, and they have a basketball hoop on their door. So, like, the door was, like, cracked open, right? And I'm walking, and Dad, your fat Italian butt can't get through there. I was like,
it's just
because you're fat Italian, too.
Well, it's because you're a beefcake, Colin. Because, you know, beefcakes can't get through the door.
That's right. I walk like this all the time. Dude, there was a kid in my high school that would walk like, he'd like, that's how he would walk all the time, dude. He couldn't fit through doors. It was hilarious.
We've been on this scene, this shot for like 10 minutes now. Hurry up, movie. Oh, wait, you guys are still shooting? Sorry, I was just getting high and smoking this weed in this Gandalf pipe.
I was monologuing, so.
Is there seriously an hour left of this movie? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It's all right, Colin.
God damn it, Colin.
It's okay, Colin. I mean, you didn't see Bigfoot or Bust, which had boobies in it.
I almost picked Blood Monkey.
Blood Monkey.
That's racist.
Just wait for my next pick. I'll show
you some pictures. You want to see pictures?
You want to see pictures of my World of Warcraft characters?
Oh, he needs some milk.
Dude, I bet you that carpet is hell to vacuum.
That place smells like cigarettes.
It does. 70 cigarettes.
There's my gun, my other gun.
They're not doing it right. If they're freaked out, they need to be taking that guy's guns, all of his guns, all of them. Kill him and then go find Bigfoot.
And steal Lily's World of Warcraft loot.
I like how he's basically got a side on a pole in the background. He's a protester in his spare time. Yeah, I'm going out there so I can... Yeah, because I'm going to go out there and protest the... I'm going to go out there so I can protest Luigi being free. And also, Craven should have been the Prime Minister of Canada, even though I'm an Alabaman American.
Oh, he's just casually getting high the whole time.
Hi, Hannah. Hi. Come here.
He's got to show us the other doggo, Marzi.
I'm trying.
Where's little Hannah?
Hello. No.
Are you all right, little girl?
What can I do for you, sweetie?
No. Uh-oh. Freddy's going to get jealous.
Yeah, he's jealous.
Wanna go sit in Freddy's bed? No, Freddy. Leave the puppy alone.
Here's a picture of some trees. And Bigfoot's big dick.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
If anyone ever says that, you'd be like, how do you know what Bigfoot's dick smells like?
You don't need to know what I do in my private time.
I know what my dick smells like, okay?
Grated cheese.
Dude, he doesn't stick his dick in fucking pizza rolls. Maybe he does, I don't know.
Carl, do you stick your dick in pizza rolls?
It depends on, like...
Don't tell him how to live his life.
Yeah. Hot pockets work better.
There you go.
Ew.
You can give him a salty surprise in the thing.
Yeah.
You guys don't need to know what I do in my spare time when it comes to food and my dick.
Meanwhile, Freddy's just rolling on the bed.
I think all three of these teens are basically out of Twilight because they look like the Twilight characters.
They got them on Temu.
Yes.
Dude, why is Pizza Face going crazy?
You're like, why are they trying to find a Bigfoot? Like, did it kill someone?
Killed his dad at the beginning of the movie.
Oh.
Bigfoot stole Bigfoot. Coming soon to Lifetime, Bigfoot killed my dad.
Dude, I'd watch the shit out of that.
Colin, you need to write that movie.
Don't kill Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, that's not Bigfoot. That's just Robin dead. Williams. Is this Robin Williams? Leave him alone.
Central location. We need to be in the center of everything. That was mean, babe. We don't need to sit
there and change campsites. I know. I apologize. Oh, wait a minute. That's just Freddy. Sorry.
He's fucking dead. He's fucking dead, eh?
Need to move on, man. Your dead dad died.
Dude, I hate to say this, but I think he should just go back to playing Warcraft.
Yes. He can't even burn a fire. What a loser.
And he's got a lighter.
Like, he's got a fucking lighter. What?
Even I can make a better fire than this.
Yeah, make a fucking cone, like a triangle, a teepee, and light the brush underneath. God, you're dumb.
Well, to be fair, he is 12 years old, so...
To be fair, he learned how to light a fire on World of Warcraft. It doesn't work in the real world.
Where's my joystick? It's
Bigfoot's fault that his dad wasn't there to teach him how to light a fire.
Where's my mouse so I can use it to light a fire?
Where's my mouse? Is there an ad? What's happening?
No, I think so. I think it's like darkness.
Oh, maybe.
They're gonna hear like creepy noises.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can hear them whispering.
Yeah.
I can whisper too. It's probably that old man. That probably is. Yeah, the old man. High on crack. He's gonna come and like scare them and be all Gary Nolte, like, oh, row, row, I'm Gary Nolte, oh, row, row.
Well, I mean, that is true, Harambe Jones. It could be you too.
I'm only communicating by sound effects because you guys won't shut the fuck up so I can get a word in.
It's that owl from Puppet Shark. Fuck off, Mozzie! Gotcha!
Hey, January 6th. I know what day that is. That's the day fucking Trump got elected and they fucking...
Oh my gosh! Bigfoot organized the storming of the Capitol.
Oh my god, he did!
Yeah, dude.
He's a Republican. He's a Republican.
He actually did. He organized everything that happened on that day, including Raw debuting on Netflix.
Yes.
The insurrection, dude, I totally forgot about that. The insurrection day happened the same day that Raw fucking debuted on Netflix.
Well, it's the same date.
Separate years, but still.
Do you think they would have canceled that if it happened on the same year? You think they would have canceled the Netflix thing?
No.
Not really.
I mean, yeah, they didn't cancel when Owen Hart died, so. Or Chris.
No, the show went on.
Now, if you follow me, Teens, I'll lead you down this path so we can go find the Bigfoot.
And the Jews.
The dog's like, fuck these kids, I'm out of here.
The dog doesn't even want to get involved. The dog just wants to go home and play World of Warcraft.
No, the dog has better sense than that. Get away from these.
The dog is looking for minorities.
I was just about to say that, dude. I was just about to say that.
Oh, yeah. Where's that Bigfoot? Nay! Who's on the house?
The dog's like, Unjuden.
Shut up, Bella. I mean, whatever your name is.
Why does her camera have like fucking a knitted part on it? Or am I just like not high?
Oh, no, that's just her regular hat.
Oh, okay.
She's got it over her little like head thing.
Somebody find me the budget for this movie, because there's no way that it
about $2.
It was fucking, yeah, dude. I'll find out. This is just kids walking in the woods.
We don't know where we're going.
Okay, so here's what we got to do. We've got to launch a GoFundMe to make our 2B Tuesday movie. And then not make the movie and just take all the money.
Yes.
Deal. That's how these things work, right?
Yes.
There'll be a movie. I'll just make it not knowing there was a whole thing with the... And it'll just be the cheapest movie ever because I didn't get any money to make it with.
Okay, so this movie...
This is what's more fun than World of Warcraft, and it's a porno.
Yes! And it's just nothing.
It's a porno.
Okay,
I was going to say, watching paint dry would be the movie.
Just a bunch of orgs and elves fucking. We're going to play a game called Cocaine or Dildo. Oh my god, see, the girl had to make the fire. Alright, that's bullshit.
Because girls are smart. Everyone knows that. According to IMDb, the budget of this movie is estimated being at $100,000.
Yeah, bullshit.
Fuck, and no, the movie, it wasn't.
And it was shot in 9 days.
And it was all headcamps.
Yes. And also, there's a sequel.
There's a sequel to this piece of shit?
But apparently the last update of it was 2017.
Oh, okay.
And it has a 3.5 out of 10 on Letterboxd. I mean, no, on IMDb, sorry.
What, this movie?
Yes. Oh, no, Bigfoot's trying to steal our tent.
Well, don't you know how to get Bigfoot's attention is to get a stick and hit it against a tree so you're putting wood on wood?
She's so not impressed. She's like, listen, I was going to suck your dick tonight, but it's not happening now.
These people could have been having sex. Instead, they're just out here, like, he's hitting his own wood. Like, what a fucking loser. He would have had more of a chance of getting laid on World of Warcraft.
Exactly. Stop beating that tree. Stop beating that wood. Stop beating your wood.
That's all he's good at.
Bigfoot has a habit of beating his wood.
No, I meant this stupid kid. Useless guy looking for fucking Bigfoot.
Yes. This dude's the next style you get off Timu.
Dude, where's the dog?
The dog was like, fuck you kids. I'm going back to go play Warcraft.
The dog's probably having a party with Bigfoot.
Yes.
Well, these losers are here in the middle of nowhere, like, banging wood on a tree.
They have to fill out the 90-minute runtime somehow.
Well, you know, they could have made it a shorter movie.
Dog's probably hanging out with the Proud Boys.
Oh, my. We're going to storm the Capitol!
See, the dog was organizing everything.
Exactly.
It's what happened when he was locked out of his Warcraft account.
See, this is what happens when you have daddy issues. You go hunt for Bigfoot.
Ooh, did somebody say daddy issues? Hello, everybody. Boo.
What up, dude?
Do you have daddy issues that we don't know about?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You don't realize back when I was a living, breathing human being and I was hunting Bigfoots, my dad, he just kept telling me, come on, son, we got to go play Warcraft. I'm like, fuck no, Dad, I'd rather be hunting Bigfoots. And then my dad died. And I've had issues after that.
I'll call your daddy anytime. Hello, everyone. It's me, Anastasia, the sexy ghost shark.
Oh, hi, Anastasia, the sexy ghost shark.
It's Alexandria the Ghost Shark. Anastasia's a Russian sexy Ani.
Yes.
Sorry, yes. Alexandria.
It's me, Alexandria.
Sorry.
The dog came back.
Sorry, Alexandria. I've been a bad, bad, bad ghost.
Are you looking to be spanked?
Oh, yes, you have, and you're going to have to be punished, aren't you, Toby?
Maybe a little tiny bit. But don't tell Louise.
No, I won't tell you our little secret.
Oh.
No, we're not talking about that secret, Alexandria.
What's the secret?
No, you don't need to know.
Oh, I'll tell.
Yes, Marcy, I do.
Marcy, you want to know our secret? I'll tell you the secret.
No, that's it.
I really want to know the secret. What is the secret, Alexandria?
Guys, look over here. anyways, bye.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, to my eyes.
Why is it all over the floor?
Well, see, I'll tell him secretly when he's not around.
Oh.
You know what? I think I figured out what this movie is. This movie is the movie equivalent of the dad who went out for cigarettes and decided not to come back. He's like, ah, yes, son, I've been taken by Bigfoot. Don't come looking for me.
Yeah, he's there hanging in the tree.
Dad, where are you? The dad ran away. Would rather have been killed by Bigfoot than... No! Oh. It's a damn rabbit from the Bad Batch.
That's actually what Harambe Jones did to his little gorilla babies. Is he went out for bananas and never came back. And next thing you know, he's been hired by Craven as the doorman for Champions Church.
Poor teacup.
Oh. Yeah, poor teacup.
I think it was a different rabbit.
It was a cup. It was tablespoon. Dad, come back to me. Fuck no, son. You play Warcraft. Leave me alone, you fucking nerd.
Basically.
I'm trying to teach you how to hunt and fish and be a man, and all you want to do is jack off the Warcraft.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure more things happened in the Blair Witch Project, and not a lot happened in that movie.
They're trying to find a plot.
Is he with them?
Ah, yes, it's me, it's Mario Gostalini. How are you all today?
Trying to watch this movie and not much.
What up, Toby?
I am not the Toby, I'm Tamario. That's racist.
Same difference.
Oh, wait a minute, it's the wrong voice. Sorry, I had a cold.
Okay,
but anyways, much better. Anyways, Adore, I thought I'd come in here because baby Bellini is making a dinner tonight, and she wants you to know if you want to have an Italian-style rabbit for dinner.
Baby Bellini, no. Is she here?
She's out. No, you cannot see her, Alexandria. No.
Hello.
Yes, it's baby Bellini.
Hello, I'm making you pasta spaghetti.
You look like your father. That.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but also, baby Bubbleini, do not talk to Alexandria the Ghost Shark. We do not talk to Ghost Sharks on this show.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay, yeah, here's a rabbit. Here's that skinned rabbit. You go put it in the pasta.
Okay, I go cook the finish. Bye.
And also, Alexandria, you leave baby Bubbleini alone.
Alexandria just went away through the wall crying. Is she okay?
I do not care. She annoying. She's not even Italian.
Oh.
That's ghost.
She's a racist. I mean, it is, but I'm allowed
You're
to
racist.
Be. But anyways, though. How dare you call me a racist? I'll do this to you, a bachelor. Oh! Sorry, I didn't mean to. But anyways, I got to get the goal.
Didn't I'll need any pesto.
Sorry. I'll see you all later. Bye, Bobolini.
What on earth is going on between Toby, Tamario, and Alexandria?
I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. This is strange.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to investigate this. There's something definitely going on.
I think we need to call Ghost Jerry Springer to sort this out.
Ooh, that might be an idea.
Colin's been paying attention to the movie during our nonsense. What's going on, Paul? Colin?
I don't know. They found some bones that look like they were 3D printed, so I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Bigfoot's got a 3D printer.
That's a side hustle.
Yeah.
That's where they got the Bigfoot prints from, because it's from his 3D printer.
It all actually checks out.
There's just like jars and jars of resin like in behind the bushes.
Yes. Yeah. He just got a tiny little cabin where he does his 3D printing.
Yes.
Right, I'll be back. Just go check on the dog.
Yes. Check up on the dogs. All out here in the forest. This is a found footage movie. We have to yell at each other at some point. Oh, it just occurred to me there's like a fourth camera, a fourth person there. This whole movie was being shot on their little like cameras on their heads.
Isn't it?
No, there's a small person there.
Oh, has there been someone filming it this whole time?
Yes, it only just occurred to me.
There's a guy holding the boom mic.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Gosh. I realize that it was Bigfoot shooting this movie the entire time and they just didn't even notice.
Yes.
They didn't know they were being filmed at all, and it was Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's the executive producer of this movie.
Yes.
He put up the money.
Yes.
Do you know how he got the money? He dressed up as the Loch Ness Monster and asked everybody for about $350.
Damn Loch Ness Monster. I knew it was Bigfoot in disguise.
Hold on.
It's all the money he makes selling beef jerky.
Why is he, if he has a bottle of water, why is he pouring water into the thermos to drink?
He's making coffee, I'm assuming.
I don't fucking know.
He's making a Molotov cocktail.
I've given up trying to work out what the fuck is happening in this movie.
Even the characters know what they're doing or the situation.
And the director just never showed up to set.
The director was never there.
He was.
Well, I guess we do these pages today.
The director was sick throughout the whole shooting process.
He was too busy playing World of Warcraft.
Yes. Fucking World of Warcraft.
How was this movie made for $100,000?
Hi there, everybody. It's me.
$1,300 most.
Oh, who is this?
Hi there, everybody. It's me, Billy Billerson, the head of World of Warcraft. I hear you guys like our product.
Well, Mossy does.
<Mm-mm>. we're developing a new expansion where you fuck all the time. Based on customer feedback, that's much more fun than World of Warcraft. So let's combine the two.
So essentially, you just want all your players just to go have sex instead of playing World of Warcraft?
No, we want them to have sex while they're playing World of Warcraft. That's where the real money is, porn.
So is this going to be called Blow and Go Craft?
Well, we'll work on it, but you just put your VR headset on, so you'll be in the World of Warcraft while you're fucking. So you can do both at the same time.
But can you fuck dragons in the game?
Yes. You can fuck anything in World of Warcraft right now.
Nice.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was weird that the creator of Warcraft... That was something.
So, full tilt fucking in World of Warcraft. Marcy, you put that out in the universe, so...
Apparently, they're really trying to win me over.
Yes.
They really want my endorsement for World of Warcraft. All right, I gotta go let the dog out again. I'll be back. Sorry.
Oh. They don't realize Chewbacca they've been chasing all along.
I'm not going to let that bit go. When she comes back, so it's going to continue.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a nerd.
That cookie's starting to kick in.
I hope you only just ate half of it, Batch.
I gave half to Craven, and there's a little bit left, so...
But, you know, Craven and you are the same, right?
What's up? What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Kayfabe. Kayfabe.
Kayfabe. Kayfabe, bro.
Kayfabe. This is just every normal, like, camping video you see on YouTube.
Majorly kayfabe, because Batch doesn't know I've been threatening his bank account. He doesn't know where his money's really going.
All right, we won't mention it to Batch, but I do reckon at the same time, Craven, you really need to stop that. Oh!
Well, I respect your opinion, but I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, that's fair, because I'm the same when it comes to you as well. So that makes total sense.
What was that, Craven? Nothing? Okay.
Yeah, it's been weird. Craven... Yeah, pretty much like every time Crepe. Yeah, it's weird.
Do I do that a lot on this show? Okay.
I mean, sometimes it's like me whenever Louise or Toby and Tamario like come around. It's like I just black out all of a sudden. Oh my gosh, Bigfoot stole that camera.
Anything going on in this movie?
Now I'm starting to see why this movie has a 3.5 on IMDb.
Full disclosure, I've not paid attention to a thing since I hit the Pornhub sound earlier, so.
Don't worry, I don't think you need to with this movie.
I can't hear it, so I'm just watching it.
Okay.
I think the visuals pretty much tell me exactly what's going on. I think I see a Bigfoot. Let's get the gun down and shoot it. They got the machine guns out. Right in front of you. See the half tree?
Okay. It was behind that and went to the left. It was so better, big,
dude.
You just scared
the shit out of
me. Dude, I swear to God. That thing was as tall as that half tree right there. See where it's like broken off? Dude, it was that tall.
Dude,
so anyway, Thunderbolts, great movie.
Let me know that.
Yes. Need some Bigfoot, though.
They need Sasquatch. I mean, that's kind of just like from Alpha Flight.
So,
I can't ask you to say, man.
After everything, dude, I think
we did an Alpha Flight movie, damn it.
We do.
Sure.
Great Canadian superheroes.
Needs to be represented. Yeah, exactly.
They do. Well, we do have Canadian. We do have Canadian. We have Wolverine and Deadpool, so.
I kind of almost broke down.
They're both ours. True, so. But we they need. Yes.
Don't worry about it, man.
Hey, y'all. And when the Alpha Flight movie finally gets made, every Canadian's going to be like. She's in
my pants. Taking the longest shower of my life. Does this look like the same swamp?
I don't know, man. It's so hard to tell where we've been.
That's too loud.
We're trying to find a point. I think we're further. We're trying to find a point, but we don't know where to go.
Hell yeah, they're lost.
Come
Y'all see that?
Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the camera ain't still enough for us to see.
So that's not the same one y'all saw last night?
No. We're much.
All Bigfoot is doing is just like leaving them skinned rabbits so they can have something for dinner that night. He's being considerate, these assholes.
The one we saw last night had no damage to it besides being skinned.
You really just walked over blood?
These are definitely bait.
These are definitely bait.
They're not eating, though.
But definitely bait. I don't know.
For bear.
A bear? A fucking bear?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, a bear's gonna fucking do that.
Exactly. How can a bear skin a rabbit and then tie it up in a tree? These characters are dumb.
But
it's because they play World of Warcraft.
Exactly. Fucking nerds.
Y'all want to get laid? Like this.
What if it's even worse?
Yes.
He's just feeding them.
Should we be in the hunting ground? Is that where we want to be? Or
I don't know what is a hunting ground and what's not at this point.
We know where at least two of these are. Yeah. Here
if we're going to get to the cave before night.
Every time they come into this area, Bigfoot's all like,
I just don't want her to eat that blood.
Listen, guys, this is creeping me out. We need to go.
Let's see if we can find a way around this.
Go to find a way around it, brother.
Did I miss anything?
we saw another skinned rabbit, and that's about it.
No.
Oh.
But also, how do we link this movie back to Gold Diggers?
And this is probably the best part we've had.
After about at least 10 tries.
They killed them and buried them in the woods.
Yeah, no kidding.
After about 10 tries, they finally were able to make a fire.
No, basically, they stole some money from Louise Lasser and funded this stupid trip.
I was going to say, the Shermanator Louise's child ended up being Bigfoot.
Even better.
Let's go with that.
Now, can we be sure that Louise isn't having an affair with Shermanator right now?
I don't know.
That could have caused something with A.R. Louise, maybe.
Maybe.
He didn't really like to, but they would build dams and flood our land. He admired them, though. They're constructed.
Hello. It's Martha. Help me.
Martha, where have you been?
Help me, A.I. Louise is evil and controlling us.
Well, I mean you're going to have to...
Right.
Oh, you got Batch.
Well, Robot Hogan was here last week, and we had to kick him out, and he said the same thing.
I still don't trust Robot Hogan, but since A.I. Louise has taken over... Derek and Hector haven't been as horny for me.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I want to come back and look after the babies. Help
yes, there's
me.
There's another baby for you to take care of now. There's baby Mercy.
I need to look after the children. The babies help me out.
Guys, I think we're going to have to, save Martha along once we go find Ninja Terminator 2.
Oh, I got an idea. Martha, I got an idea. Do you know where Ninja Terminator 2B is?
Ninja Terminator 2B is A.I. Louise's slave.
Is he okay?
I think he enjoys being her cock.
Based, but do you think you could get him out for us? Do you think you could help him escape?
I don't have the key to his cock cage to let him go.
Oh, you can get it, though. I believe in you, Martha. You can do this.
We'll try find it. I need help. Someone needs to help me.
Ooh.
Sandy Friction should be there somewhere. Go capture her. And she'll help
you. I'll go look for Sandy. Don't tell A.I. Louise.
No, we won't.
We won't say anything. So, yeah, find Sandy Friction, because I know we sent her out last week to look for Ninja Terminator 2B. So hopefully she'll be able to help you and Ninja Terminator Tubi and the other robots fight us Robo Hogan, and hopefully we'll come and rescue you guys very soon.
Once you tell us your location. Need to put the horny back in Hector and Derek too.
Yes, we're going to have to. Right. Even though I'm...
Hey, Louise is coming. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hector's going to need some robot Viagra.
Needs that robot Bluetooth so bad.
Yes.
Mm. Well, evidently this is the Church of Blue Zuzu, so.
It is. Yes. They crave.
Don't tell anybody.
They crave and clave.
Don't tell anybody.
They crave and clave for the Pope of the Church and its Blue Zuzu.
Yes. Yes. I'm Papa Graven. Don't forget, I'm Papa Graven. I'm the Pope.
I paid you for a week.
I'm the Pope of this church.
Right? And stuff is going on around the tent. Me and him are.
I know that.
We can't get in.
That's why I know you. That's why I need you today. You can't.
Who is it?
On this. I'll pay your money.
I paid you.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Luke.
Yeah.
Louise.
You're leaving. I drove you here. We're going to find
you. What do you want, Louise?
Well, first of all, it's future Louise, and oh, honeys, I'm so happy right now. I'm in a beautiful relationship with Bob the Serious Lawyer and the Shermanator.
What are you going to show me I haven't seen yet?
Oh, different throuple, yes, this is interesting.
Yes, because Toby and Ninja Terminator Tubi, those assholes, they broke my heart, and I'm never going to give them any more red, white, or pumpkin pie ever again.
Okay, oh, wow, this is news to me, man. I can't wait to explain this for my own enjoyment. I mean, I will do nothing with this information.
Yes, but anyway, so guys, I have more information. So, essentially, once again, I told you this the last time, but I have to tell you this again to remind you that once you all go out to go save Ninja Terminator 2B, you gotta take me and Kraven with you. We might, because we are the keys to saving humanity.
And that's why I had gotten a couple hours of sleep, so you could wake me up.
Yeah, but are you two gonna get along?
Okay, I'm not crazy about going outside, but I do like the being saving humanity thing.
Yes, but it's all about me. That's the real kicker. You gotta get me out there. And also, while you're saving Ninja Terminator 2B and the robots, you also gotta find Sensitive Victor Crowley as well. You gotta bring him along too.
It's not cool, man.
Okay, I'm not going near that guy after what happened to the Oilermania.
Well, Kraven, I don't care, because you know what? Mm-hmm. Somehow, you're still alive in the future, so I guess nothing bad happened to you with Sensei Victor Crowley. So stop being a pussy and actually do what I tell you to.
We put you in danger like that.
Excuse me?
Assertive Louise.
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm assertive Louise in the future. I took Colin's cue and now
Hang up on her.
Right now, I'm not taking you anywhere. I paid for 7 days. You can keep
I'll try, Kraven.
Oh, Louise, we're going to a tunnel. Hang up on her.
Okay, she's gone. Wow, I've never seen Louise so angry.
Are we actually leaving this place or something?
Indeed, we're going to have to. I mean,
do we have to do things?
I don't think we need a particular reason to leave. So
okay.
Okay. If only someone came along.
We wait to see what's going on. What Martha does, and then
yeah. If only there was some like. It's not like somebody's going to come along at any minute now and give us only a 1 week notice to leave this place actually for good.
We've been every other direction. I can just hardly remember even.
I don't know if I like the idea of leaving this place for good. It's been good to me.
And now we're going to find it today.
Yeah.
In the woods, like you just happen upon things.
Hello.
Hello, perverts. It's me who it is Margaret and that I'm going to feed. I'm back once again, and also I have a notice for you. Mm-hmm. And the notice says that it's been decreed by Judge Vince Rutsevich. Yes, the same judge from last year. And he says, you don't want a week's time. Clay then has to shut down his church. And also, you all have to leave the premises.
Well, you know what I have to say about that? That's,
And also, exactly. And if you do not come, the robot police will come and arrest all of you, and you'll have to go and into AI Louise's jails.
The dog's taking
and
a
that
huge
dog's
shit.
The dog's
taking a shit. The dog knows what I think of this movie.
And that is what I'm going to do once you're all out of this establishment, is that I will defecate all over your building.
Listen, I don't know if you can, because it sounds like you're having a stroke, mate. And a dog,
okay? Harambe, get him out of here.
I'll be back next week, you disgusting degenerates.
Harambe, get the room. Yeah, let's stay out.
I'll be back.
Slam.
He keeps letting her in. Chad doesn't even like his own grandma.
Let me lock that door.
Yeah, I think you need to lock that door. Somehow, I mean, someone keeps leaving the front door open.
Where's the friggin' bartender?
All right, everyone, it's me, Darren, the bartender. What's going on?
Darren, do you keep leaving the door open? You can sleep
in your bed. I don't know who Darren is, but I'm Daryl. But anyway, so... But no, I don't know what you're talking about. I go in and out of this place all the time because Craven or Baby Craven keeps hiring and firing me. So, you know, I'm always in and out of that door all the time. I can't keep track of that door. That's why Harambe Jones is there to make as security to make sure the door is locked.
Oh, so Darren, you're blaming Harambe.
I mean, one of us is dead and one of us is alive. So whose fault is that?
I'm confused.
But anyway, though, since I'm back here at the bar, I'm just making a mock TD. At the moment. Now, do you guys want this dipshit's dad in a martini? Because I'm just making it right now. It's full of cigarettes and also gunpowder and also a mustache.
I'll take one.
All right, there you go. It's very delicious.
Who let this guy back in here? Hold on, get him. Material.
May I help you? No, I don't want to go out there. How about... Oh, actually, I need to go outside. I need some more ingredients for the mocktail. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, God. Oh, God damn it.
I don't know what's so bad. The mocktail wasn't actually that bad.
I think I gotta kick all you guys out. I got, my nerves are on end with all these people coming to my door.
Well, Craven, you need to shut that door.
I do. We didn't come here to look for trees. Listen, you can't expect to find running a church is stressful, man. Want to
find it. Oh, I'm definitely. And also, these. Hey, we came all this way to look for my deadbeat dad. Get it unstuck.
Hey, bro. Is anything
we're not the sex cult. We are not the sex cult. Yet.
The key word is yet. Seriously. The key word is step.
I mean, I'd be a bit worried about Honky Cornette, because,
Yeah, so next week, 100 Tubi characters versus Harambe. Do we have 100 Tubi characters?
Probably.
I mean, we do, but most of them died, so I don't know how a lot of them are going to be resurrected.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, I have a rumor there's somewhere in the 50 floors of this building is some cloning tanks, so we may have to clone some dead characters. Okay.
Well, that is true. I mean,
because we did get baby Marcy, who is a clone of me.
Wait a minute. If there's
so baby, I don't know who's behind him. I don't know who. I don't know who's behind it. It's no good. It's gonna come of it. I can tell you right now. But we may have to do that next week.
Yes.
How long is left of this movie? Out of curiosity.
I don't know.
Has this movie started yet?
This is maybe the last 5 minutes is when the movie actually begins.
These motherfuckers are so fucking dumb. Like, they don't even have a compass.
I threw that fucking map in the lake.
I threw that compass into the sand, into the quicksand. See, even he started to realize there's nothing here. We've been thinking that for about at least an hour.
They need to do an actual...
We don't want to be here.
Professionally shot horror movie that is basically like your typical Jason archetype or something like that in the woods. Mm-hmm. And it keeps coming across film crews making these stupid found footage wood horror movies. And it kills
all
funny.
I love it. Shit. That's funny as shit. You're right,
just turn it off, okay? I love it. Just take a minute.
So make it a comedy.
Speaking of running around, if we keep running around, we're going to run into Heather and Joshua and the other guy and Michael.
We have no evidence of anything. Who knows? Maybe it's just that dude chucking crap at our tent. Screw him with us. I know that you guys want to go back.
I knew it was... Gary Nolte was Bigfoot this entire time.
I don't even know why I'm here.
I like how this character is now essentially turning into us.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing here. What the fuck are you doing? What is this movie? Why aren't
you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. The people watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast don't want to be here.
Yeah, how long was left?
That guy on the boom mic don't want to be here.
Hey, you might need to chill the fuck out, dude. I don't know if you see her right now. She's a little.
I hope the twist is the boom mic operator was Bigfoot this entire time, and his disguise is just a cap and a mustache.
Yes. He was the guy that looked like Kevin Smith at the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Up. Look, follow me. I'm trying to get away from all of yous.
I'm trying to get out of this fucking stupid movie and play my fucking World of Warcraft.
Wait a minute. If dogs play World of Warcraft, does that mean the game's called World of Wolfcraft?
No.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh, is that a person?
No, yeah. It's a bunny. Oh, no, it's a person.
Oh, it's boobies.
It's dead boobies.
Dead boobies.
Hashtag dead boobies.
So, if we saw dead boobies, does that mean this movie's on the booby fanomies?
No.
Those weren't real. They weren't gratuitous. They were covered up.
They weren't gratuitous to the dead boobies.
At least something's happening now.
So, if they're dead tits, does that mean they're called dits?
Get God out! Damn it, Pete.
I have got two in like 1 minute. Can I go for a third one? Hey, you didn't even give me one for the other one, so the other one would be hilarious. Wolf of Wolfcraft. Well, I can't help it if I'm doing all these jokes, guys, because you want to know why I keep doing these jokes?
It's the post-apocalypse, you kid!
I hope this movie ends with them now running around the forest with their guns and they actually shoot each other and not Bigfoot. Yes.
And we never see Bigfoot and that's the end.
Yes.
I mean, maybe.
Harambe Jones. Harambe finally has his revenge.
It was Harambe the whole time.
It was Harambe's siblings.
And now we know that the dog in this movie is like badass.
I like how this character's like, I can't see where I'm going. It's like, dude, you got a fucking flashlight in front of you seeing where you're going.
Like, now imagine if you're going through this right now, then you'd see a giant gorilla wearing a suit and a cap smoking a cigar, like out of the corner of your head, just and get mauled by it.
Yes.
Where's the dog?
Out of this movie.
Yes. In a much better movie.
Yes. Oh, damn it. This is why I should just stick with the Ren 10 10 movies.
Yeah, the dog ran off to a better movie.
Yes.
I think Bigfoot did as well.
Yes. We'll like see Bigfoot in the last like minute of this movie.
Just freeze frame on Bigfoot. I don't fucking know.
They did. You didn't see his hands?
I saw his hand, yeah. Oh, we're in night vision. Oh!
No, not the dog!
Nah, he's tricking him. Because he doesn't want to be in this movie anymore. So he's like, oh, I'm pretending to be dead.
Anything wrong with Wolfie?
Why is this? Why are they on the floor? What even happened?
You're out of breath.
I reckon. Nothing else happened.
It's blown up.
I gotta get high.
I think he misses his World of Warcraft account.
Yes.
The dad somewhere in this forest, captured by Bigfoot, hoping to be rescued, and he sees all his son and his friends like not doing a good job, and he's all like, "You blew it!" I'm telling you this because if you
find this, I need you to know. Yeah. Shout out to all my raid mates, and we're gonna go up to the big next time.
No!
I can't swear, is it real? It's real!
He's turning into. He's turning into Nick Busey.
He is!
I don't care how much research you did. You were not prepared. And you put.
You should have done better than try to go on from your dad in the woods. Your dad just ran to get the pack of cigarettes and never came back.
His without a map, a compass, a nothing.
His dad
just went
like,
out there blind.
Got to find Bigfoot, but he really just wanted to go get a pack of cigarettes and fuck off forever. Imagine if this is how the movie
nominate
ends,
that like, guy for a Tubi supporting award for that performance right there.
Yes.
But which one was it?
Well, it's not the main guy, so it was one of the other ones.
Oh!
Oh!
Just that monologue right there. That
that is an award-worthy monologue. I think he's being eaten by Bigfoot.
He is.
No, Bigfoot. I don't want to be on your garlic cheese pizza.
I don't know. Maybe Bigfoot's just really into eating us.
Well, he's probably having his way with him.
Yeah, that's Sister Victor Crowley. That's not Bigfoot.
That's the twist of the movie. It was Sensitive Victor Crowley this entire time.
That's how he makes friends.
Oh no, they're copying the ending of the Blair Witch Project.
Just,
they found
the
guy's
house. He's
just looking
for a hug.
I'm the only one that can get away from Sensitive Victor Crowley because I just give him a hug and he's fine. My limbs are intact.
Do you play World of Warcraft with Victor Crowley?
Can't confirm or deny that. I'm not allowed to say.
Someone comes in through the door and she'll blow him away.
Why did she go night vision?
I feel like you could see better with the light on.
She probably thinks, oh, if I'm in the dark, Bigfoot won't find me. It's like, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot can see in the dark. Come on, man. If I keep still, Bigfoot won't think I'm there. He's not the T-Rex.
She shoots the dog.
Oh no. Oh no. Lord's coming to sing green light to her. Oh. Ah! Oh. She just shot someone. Hannah!
She just shot someone for real.
Their friend.
Yes.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, I shot the cameraman.
Well, dumb bitch.
There'll be
the
no
guy
movie.
The boom mic.
Yeah.
The boom mic operated. The boom mic operator died doing what he loved, holding a pole.
Yep.
How do you just shut the door? See, this is what happens to champions all the time. Nobody shuts the door. That's why
everyone leaves the goddamn doors open.
Oh my god.
The chicken wings are good here, though.
Why do I get the feeling this movie's, if there is a twist ending to this movie, we find out it was that Gary Nolte dude this entire time.
Oh, I just realized I got leftover KFC, and this cookie is kicking in.
Ooh.
Oh, yum. Go eat that rabbit, Batch.
I could have been rabbit, because I can't tell what KFC pieces are anymore.
Joshua! Oh, wait, wrong movie! Does Bigfoot pick up the camera?
He just selfies himself.
Oh no! Bigfoot took her! Mind you, somebody found this footage and it was all edited, so Bigfoot has an editing system somewhere.
So... It's my pick next, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I pick a Sasquatch movie next week, does this make it a Sasquatch month?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just going to say yes, even though my next pick is not a Sasquatch movie.
Okay, then that does not qualify as Sasquatch month, then.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it can give us an idea for a Sasquatch month in the future.
Hmm.
Okay.
Isn't he like, where the fuck did my girlfriend go?
Damn it, Bigfoot's coming soon to television. Bigfoot stole my girlfriend.
The new Lifetime.
Bigfoot
movie.
Stole my car.
Bigfoot, where's my car?
Bigfoot stole my World of Warcraft account.
That is a nightmare of itself.
Mm-hmm.
For every nerd. Oh, is Bigfoot going to come up behind him?
Bigfoot probably doesn't exist because this movie is shit.
Bigfoot struggle cuddled his girlfriend.
See, this movie is like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, where the teens actually just end up just dying and killing themselves.
And there was no Bigfoot in the first place.
Mm. Hannah's just hanging up, fucking her titties out and everything.
She's giving.
We're all just on bad mushroom trips.
Don't talk about breast milk; it sets off Chad.
Bigfoot needs that milk.
Yes.
It wasn't Bigfoot the whole time. It was just Chad going after breast milk.
Yes. How else is he gonna get? He hangs a woman upside down and just like goes to.
And he tries to milk her.
Yes. Goes for a suckle.
Worked for Luke Skywalker in the movie everybody hates.
Yeah, exactly. See, he knew what he was doing.
Behind you.
Now listen. Don't judge a man unless you try it yourself. Everyone's been Chad Obai's porn.
Well, Chad Obai's porn. I mean, you haven't offered us any. I mean, we're not judging you. It's... He's got his 3D printer out. But, you know, Chad, you don't offer us any milk to test this theory and see why you love breast milk so much.
Dude, why is he wasting ammo?
Well, no, you need the only ammo guys to keep for me. But, I just want you guys to know I apologize about my grandma. She's a bitch. And I love this place, and I never want to leave this place. But I think we all gotta leave because of her. She's harshing my buzz.
No.
I haven't loved porn in like so long.
Well, that is true. Ever since we came here, Chad, I mean, you haven't watched any porn, you haven't bought any porn.
I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, this is what Zach Baggins does when he ghost adventures. Oh, here comes Bigfoot. He's going.
We're not going to say shit. I know it.
Damn it, Harambe!
Did they not have the budget gets around, to man. Just dress some dude in a Bigfoot costume?
Nope.
Nope.
It's okay, Chad.
I knew it.
Translation of Coast Salish dialect.
We did not see a fucking monster at all.
What?
I'll go back.
We're found in January 13th. I thought that was more.
Nope, that's it.
And that's it. Okay.
And that was the movie.
We didn't see what Bigfoot said.
Guys, it wasn't about finding Bigfoot. It was like finding the Bigfoot friends along the way.
Sorry, it was about
the victims along the way.
Yeah, no, it was all about if you should keep your World of Warcraft account or not.
Yes. And how much sex you should have online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But yeah, that was Colin's pick for this week's episode of the
Good job, buddy.
Tuesday.
Fuck yeah.
Our first ever Bigfoot movie. Hopefully it won't be the last. And if I don't think it counts
because we didn't see a Bigfoot. We saw a Bigfoot that was like 3D printed, but you know.
Well, that is true. So But in the meantime, though, Marcy, where can people find us out there on the internet this week?
Head to supermarcy.com, where you can find all of our podcasts, including this one, as well as watching the video version of this podcast early before release at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can subscribe for as little as a dollar a month for that as well. And you can find the Super Network on your social medias, and you can keep up to date with all that. Or find me on the socials at supermarcy, or I am Super_Marcy on the Letterboxd, and you can see my probably very low rating for this movie.
It wasn't that bad.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me every week on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap the classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Follow us over on Pop4D on Facebook, and follow me on my Instagram and all that stuff at Batch Pop4D.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Fuck, I don't know. Every Thursday on Trash Panda Podcast.
And if people want to find me personally, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B Jemind. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And you can also listen to my solo podcast, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off shows on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Beat vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the show. And we will be back next week for Batch's pick. So stay tuned for that, everyone. See you next Tuesday. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Cleveland County 911.
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was?
Not real sure, ma'am.
God, he's big.
Okay, what's he doing in your yard?
He's looking at me.
We are looking for people who have seen Bigfoot around here. You know, of any stories or encounters.
Kept hearing noises in the woods.
When he passed by, like the moon disappeared for a few seconds. It was that big.
I think most everybody's got their Bigfoot stories.
Half of them don't say anything. They don't want people to think they're crazy too.
Are you sure you want to keep going right now?
Dude, well, yeah. This is exactly why we came here, okay?
I just need to...
Oh my god!
Where are you going?
What's wrong?
Where are you going?
Where are you?
Where are you going?